We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Why won't you date me? I'm Nicole Byer, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm still single, even though I will let you finger me with your toes.
What an awful thing.
I was really thinking about that.
It took me a minute to get there. My guest today, oh, she's so fabulous. Jasmine Robbins. You know her from BuzzFeed. Also, her Instagram, Jasmine J, is her handle. Your outfits are insane.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
They're gorgeous. You look flawless today. Let's go through it. A red beret, teeny tiny, on trend glasses, red lipstick. We got a ferocious leopard print turtleneck or mock turtleneck.
Yes.
Then we got a spaghetti strap dress on top of it and a red belt, some Doc Martens. Yas, yas, yes, yes,
yes. I love it. I need to bring you with me everywhere and just describe my outfits.
I would do it. Pop out of nowhere and be like, look at this.
Yes.
Truly, I love it. You look fabulous.
Thank you.
So, may I ask, are you single?
Yes.
Okay.
Straight answer, yes, I'm single. I'm currently talking to someone.
Okay.
But yes, I'm single.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet them on an app?
No. Oh, no. Okay, so the weird thing is, I'm talking to someone that we have matched on Tinder and had a Tinder conversation. We follow each other on Instagram.
Okay.
We've DM'd each other. We're Facebook friends. We've talked to each other there. And then we finally met for the first time in Miami on a trip all together. And then we just like...
That is wild.
It's so weird. And it's been over the past 3 years. We've been like, you know, just like, oh, hey, girl. Hey, girl, what's up? And... nothing came out of anything.
That is so interesting. I feel like that's the new... I kept seeing them around town.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
We just kept running into each other on the internet, and then it took meeting in person in a state neither one of you live in.
Nope.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I fucking love that.
Yeah, it took me by surprise, but she's... just a really great, amazing person, so.
Oh, what a dream.
Yeah.
I'm very jealous. Do you have any dating horror stories?
Oh, other than just my dating career in general. no shade. Let me preface by saying no shade. All my exes are great people, I'm sure. But I often tend to date women who have not dated women before.
Ah, okay.
And so I'm their, like big lesbian confident like person. I think there's sometimes they get stuck in that, do I want to date her or do I want to be her? Yes, and then I just date them and then get burned through the time.
That's shitty.
It really is.
That's also really, that's something I've never thought about.
Yeah.
Because when you discover your sexuality, you're kind of in puberty again.
Literally.
You're like, I don't, I'm a baby at this. That's like a baby, like, yeah, baby gay.
Yeah,
you,
yeah.
You're like, you want to hoe it up and you're trying to figure out what kind of gay you are. And it's the same. Yeah, it, that's very, very interesting. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I've grown a lot. And honestly, I've made some really, I have like a 7-year ex that we've been through it all together. We're obviously we're not together, but she's one of my best friends. And I really, it sucks because just like my career and my life in general, I love uplifting people. When it comes to my dating life, I love uplifting people, but it's to the point now where I'm like, y'all need to help yourselves.
Well, yeah, because then it's like you have to bring work home.
Exactly.
When you're like in a relationship and constantly just like reassuring someone that they're okay.
Wow.
And they're good. It's too much. I couldn't do that.
No.
That's stressful and that's draining on you as a person.
Exactly. It's like I'm the constant like quote unquote therapist and like what am I getting in return? You know, you're not paying me.
No. you're getting sex.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's not that great.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm glad you said it.
Sometimes it really isn't. And you're like, what are we all doing?
Yeah, but what is going on?
Sex is so curious because I feel like people in real life don't listen. And I think sex is a lot about listening and intuition and inferring what somebody wants if they're not saying it.
Yes. Recently, I've become the type of person, I got out of a relationship. I hate saying I got out of a relationship. A relationship of mine ended.
There we go.
In March. And so I was just like trying to hoe it up. You know, I'm like a very emotional Libra, though. So I don't hoe it up easily, to be honest. But I've gotten to the point where I'm just like, okay, if we're going to do this, like, I'm going to tell you, like, ow, that hurts. Stop this, that. Like, I'm just going to say it because I'm not trying to waste anybody's time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's, we have a finite time together. I'd like to come, so I'm going to tell you things.
Please.
I've had people, men specifically, I've inferred that they think I'm too bossy in bed.
Really?
Where they're like, oh, you got a lot to say. And I'm like, I sure do.
Oh my gosh.
Eat my pussy.
Right? I was wondering how that is with being sexual with men, because I don't do that. But I know some of my friends I don't do that.
That's such a funny way to put it. I don't do that.
But I know some of my friends and I'll even get like teens and like younger people asking me like is it bad to say this, is it bad to say that, and I'm like, is it like damaging to men like that?
You can't damage a man. It's the same thing with reverse racism. You can't oppress the oppressor.
Okay.
You cannot damage a man. A man is already in this world on top.
You're
for you to insult him, guess what? He thinks about it for 0.2 seconds and then moves on to the next person and never thinks about what you said again.
You're correct.
Unless he thinks about it in the moment and then is like, well, that dumb bitch said this.
Right.
And it's like, you're not the person who's helping him with something, you're just a dumb bitch.
Damn. I never thought about it like that. You are so correct.
Are trash.
Yeah.
But I'd like a boyfriend.
With that being said.
Or a girlfriend, truly. I've talked about it before. Like, at this point, I do not care. Keeping all the doors open.
Okay, so you're open to anything. You're open to love.
Yes. Cool. I'm open to love because I feel like love comes in all forms.
It's the truth.
And why say no? Have you never been with a man?
Okay, I have never, like, had sex with a man. I'm fine with saying that. I have dated maybe two guys. And the thing is I don't want to... I don't know. I hate putting myself in labels. Majority, I'm going to be with a woman. If I so happen to come across a man that I completely fell in love with, I would not deny myself of that. So if that were to ever happen, mm-hmm. I'd be down for it. But I am never actively looking for a man.
Fair.
Or, yeah.
I feel like I want a very specific man. I either want a, like, a very masculine man with a sensitive side or a very effeminate man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one who's like, I was gay until I met you.
Right, right.
So I could dress him up, put him in drag.
Yep. Ooh. That would be like, so perfect.
I would love that. And I don't know where that person exists.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'll keep an eye out.
Please do. Please do. So you said you've been on Tinder.
Yes.
Have you been on Bumble?
Yes.
Raya?
No, what's that?
Raya's this weird secret thing that you have to like apply to.
Oh, I've heard of that.
It's like a whole fucking thing.
Are you on it?
I finally got on it after being on a wait list for 2 glamorous years.
What?
I got an email and they said, you're in, baby. And everyone on it's terrible.
Really?
And also, are you on Hinge?
No. The furthest I went was Bumble.
Fair. And then how do you fare? Do people message you?
Okay, honestly, I'm also going to peep that, like, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, is my thirst place.
Really?
Oh my gosh, the amount of people that hit me up on Instagram. Yeah.
Well, you look good all the time.
No.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe I gotta step up my Instagram game.
Your Instagram's great. It is 100% you.
Thank you.
And your freaking makeup of the day that you post and shit. I'm like,
thank you. Today I woke up too late. I was like, I couldn't possibly put on any makeup.
You were literally wearing no makeup right now.
None.
Wow.
Really? Stop it.
No.
I've been trying to do skincare stuff because my skin is, I have a lot of acne scars.
Okay.
And I'm trying to like, I'm doing like Mederma.
Oh.
Bio oil.
Damn.
And I had this like dermatologist fade cream.
Oh.
Where she was like, are you okay with skin bleach? And my response was, I like the color of my skin, but I guess. And she was like, no, I'm not trying to change the color of your skin. We're trying to lighten your acne scars. And I said, oh, okay.
Yes.
So this was not a philosophical question about my identity as a black woman. And she was like, absolutely not.
Oh my gosh.
It dried out my skin a little too much, so I don't use it.
Oh, no, it does. Because that's what bleach. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it really dries it out. So I'm trying Mederma kind of, but it's a little bit better because it's like a gel, if you will. And then putting oil on top. It's a whole process.
You look great, honestly.
Thank you. I very much appreciate it.
Of course.
So people slide into your DMs on Instagram?
Yeah, and I'll also like slide into DMs. Okay, that's the thing. I don't slide into DMs. I will leave public comments of me just thirsting out until they message me. That's what I do.
That's ballsy.
I mean, I guess so, but it's just like my lifestyle. Like, I literally just go on everybody's, whether you're my friend or I'm thirsting, all my comments pretty much look the same, where I'm just like, oh my gosh, with like 1,000 tongue emojis, or just like, holy shit, like, damn. And I'll just go off on everybody's.
Maybe I'll start doing that. I don't get hit on in my DMs.
No?
I don't get hit on. Sometimes, on a rare occasion, I'll get a dick pic from a man who'll be like, oh, I'd love to, you know, use this on you.
Oh, my god!
And then I'll look at his profile, and he'll be married. It's happened,
always,
like, 3 or 4 times where I'm like, how dare you?
Yeah.
I should find your wife's Instagram and send her a screenshot of how disgusting you are.
It is nasty. I hate those messages. Oh.
I don't know why people send dick pics.
Mm-mm.
Truly.
And then I kind of get not excited at those, but I'll like see, you know, in your like unopened DMs and I'll go through them and then I'll look and I'll be like, oh, someone sent me a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then I click on it and it's just a dick. And I'm like,
it's
well,
awful.
Cool.
I've never needed one. I think there's an old saying, it's like a woman needs a man like a fish needs a horse.
Yes.
Or something like that. My therapist says it to me a lot.
I believe that.
I also believe it. Ugh,
I love that.
Trash.
Yeah.
So you have a very public persona.
Yeah.
You have like, you have a solid Instagram following.
Uh-huh.
BuzzFeed videos, you get lots of hits.
Yeah.
Has that been hard with dating?
I think so. Honestly, I'm not really like, Okay, well, now that I'm thinking about it, probably. I never really thought about it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Because, like, okay, I don't know if it's the day and the age, but, like, I'll go out to West Hollywood often. Mm-hmm. I'm usually looking at women, right? So there are usually two type of women that are there. Mm-hmm. Probably 50% are their gay guy's best friend who's straight. Mm-hmm. Probably 40% are with their significant other. Mm-hmm. May it be a girl, and they're just like on each other the whole time. And then the other 10% are like the people that want to take pictures of me or just like, be like, oh, is that her? Mm-hmm. And so I don't really get like approached often, to be honest.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I guess that does hinder.
Yeah.
Trying to get your fuck on.
Right. And then on Tinder, mm-hmm. I will get some people that either think I'm a catfish or they'll just start off the conversation being like, oh my gosh, I love you. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to fuck a fan.
Mm-hmm. That is an issue that I've talked about a lot because it's so nice that you like me.
Yes.
It is so nice that you are a fan, but this is not the time or the place.
Mm-mm. No.
You could find me on Instagram and let me know. I'm looking for a connection with the human being.
Yes.
Sexually.
Yes.
So for you to be like, I like you, and that is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's apparent that all you wanted to do was like connect with me, mm-hmm. and you didn't care that that was the platform.
That's exactly.
Like when someone in person says, I don't mean to bother you, but can I have a picture? It's like, you did mean to bother me.
You did.
You want the picture. Mm-hmm. I'm fine taking it.
For sure.
Just don't lie.
Yeah. No, no, no. No, thank you. Yeah.
Just I would rather someone say, I'd love a picture, and I know I'm bothering you.
Yeah.
Then you go, yeah, but it's okay because you like me and that's fine.
Yes. No, you're so right. It just leaves this awkward, like, okay, so you say thank you, mm-hmm. and then you're like, well.
And then you're like, I wasted precious minutes of my life.
Literally.
Going, do they like me?
Right.
Or are they just trying to say they like me and that's it?
Yeah.
I think I could fuck a fan. I think I could.
There's a few.
Not a super fan.
There's a few that have reached out on me on Instagram, mm-hmm. that I've been tempted.
Mm-hmm.
But then they live far away, and I'm like,
that's another thing.
You know,
if you're gonna try to fuck via Instagram, a lot of people aren't in LA.
Exactly.
But like, I think about after my shows, I very rarely get hit on. A lot of male comics fuck on the road all the time.
Oh.
They fuck everything.
Really?
Yes, because women who like men. All it takes is, like, he made me laugh.
Oh.
And, you know,
you're
that's
right.
good for me.
You're right, though.
Until he's got a dick, so I guess I reward him by making me laugh with my pussy.
Yeah.
So, like, male comics fuck all the time. Female comics do not fuck.
Wow.
Because men, or at least what my understanding is, men are like, I don't really like funny women. Or, like, I'm the funny one. And I guess she was funny for a girl. Yeah, like, I don't get hit on. The only time I've ever been hit on after a show is by the strangest men.
Oh, okay.
Very strange men. I did a show in Naples, Florida. Don't recommend going. And I did a joke about... So I talk about my pussy a lot.
Uh-huh.
And then I did a joke about eating a pizza.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't have anything to do with my pussy. But I did this meet and greet after. And this man was like, I'll eat your pizza. And I was like, you'll eat my pizza? And he's like, yeah, I'll eat your pizza.
Oh.
And I was very confused until I got home. And I was like, oh, I think he was trying to, like, hit on me by mushing two jokes together.
No.
And I eat my pizza pussy pie.
Yeah. First of all, won't share pizza. Second of all, will share my pussy. So we need to be specific here.
Yeah. Like, I'm not giving you any of my pizza.
No.
All I like is pizza.
Right?
Yeah. He was... Very, very strange.
Do women ever hit on you at your shows?
No.
Oh my gosh, that would be the first thing I would do.
Really?
Yes.
I don't get hit on.
That makes me mad.
I don't. And I think it, I don't know why, because I say at all my shows, I usually talk about how I'm single.
Right.
And I guess, Well, I guess my audience who comes are like girl, like straight women.
Okay.
Gay men.
Okay.
And then couples. I don't think I have a lesbian demographic or a bi demographic or pansexual demographic.
Yeah.
I don't think I have that. And I don't know how to make the women come to me.
Would you ever do one of those, like looking for a third?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't. I've been in threesomes.
Okay.
And they're fine.
Okay.
I feel like at one point there's always, you're always like, to the corner being like, when am I going to get tagged in?
Oh, am I? Okay, I don't want to press into this, so say no if I am. What was the situation? Was it like three random people? Did you know the people? Were they a couple?
No. One was two random people.
Okay.
And then one was my friend and a random man.
Okay. Okay. So nobody was in a couple. I want to be in a threesome with a couple.
Really?
I feel like that's the best.
I feel like it's a little fucked up.
It is.
And I feel like it could be the catalyst to breaking up a couple. One. Yeah. Two, a couple then like deciding that both of them like you too much and then something happening after the threesome.
I never thought of that, but I really don't care because it's like, to me, it's like you're with this couple, right? Mm-hmm. That always have sex. So they're used to each other. Okay. So their main focus is going to be you and pleasuring you.
I never thought of it like
that. Yeah. I'll take anything afterwards. Like whatever. I mean, no, so fine. But
maybe
as long as I get,
that.
Yeah.
Maybe I would.
Yeah, you could just be the main focus, the star of the night.
That sounds like fun. I've been having a lot of issues hoeing it up.
Ugh. It's hard.
I think my, you know how you, how old are you? Do you mind?
27.
I'm 31 or 32.
Okay.
I truly don't know anymore. But I think I'm like an old person now.
Oh my God, no.
Because I was like in a bar the other day and I was like, it's loud. And then and then like two nights ago I was swiping and I was like, ugh, I'm horny, but meeting someone seems like a lot of work.
Okay, I agree with you. Because the thing is, to me, first of all, I'm glad you said that you were 31 or 32 because I'm always like, because that's not far away an age for me. And I'm like, who are people that I want to be like? And now I can put you in that category.
Oh, thank you.
I'm very excited. okay, so regardless of that, I feel like I don't want to get to know people. I don't want people to figure me out.
Same.
I don't want to tell you my fucking life traumas.
Same.
I don't want all this. But also for me, I need to have an emotional connection with someone before I hook up with them.
Really?
Yes.
Did you know that's called demisexuality?
Is it really?
I just learned it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did an episode where I talked about that and then Judaism. So this woman sent me a very long message about Judaism and demisexuality.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I'm here. I get it. Cool.
I thought that was just like dating.
I don't know.
Okay.
Everything has a fucking label. It's very confusing.
It does.
Can I ask you a question about your body?
Yeah, sure.
So you are pretty body positive, which is a term I truly don't like.
Yes.
Because I think everybody should be comfortable and happy in the body they have. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, you're well within your means to change it.
For sure.
When did you because it's such a stupid thing that people decide to be okay with their bodies.
Yeah, yeah.
When did you decide that you were okay with yours?
I feel like for me, I moved out to LA like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that was the big step up for me, being 100% comfortable as I was.
Mm-hmm.
Because I came from a really like small town, cornfields, white people, long blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
Looked nothing like them. And I've like, especially in the fucking Midwest, like tried to straighten my hair as much as I could, tried to eat nothing but salads for summer so I could come back to school and look like this, went through bulimia, anorexia, blah, 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 everything to the point where I was just tired, honestly. And I was like, first of all, I'm going to be, I am 6 feet tall and I'm a thick ass person. You're going to notice me regardless. so I might as well wear and look like how I want to look because I'm being noticed. Like, you're going to see me. So I think when I came out to LA, I was like, it's a new start. It's nobody knows me. I went to a school. I went to the Fashion Institute where majority everybody's young. And I came in at like 23. And so I was like, I'm going to start this out as who I want to be. I'm not moving 2,000 miles to act like someone else.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that, like, you had an opportunity at a fresh start and you truly took it. Yeah, I remember it was one fateful day. I was going to Palm Springs. I only packed bikinis and I said, these bitches are just going to have to deal with it. And I do not care because I was smaller.
Okay.
I was like a size 14, 16, which, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, isn't small.
Right.
But for, like, me and my body, that was the thinnest I think I'll ever be.
Same.
Or become.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I was like, you're so fat. You are so fat. You better put on a cardigan because what if someone sees your arms?
Yeah.
They may throw up and die. And then I went out one day in a tank top and no one passed away. And I was like, well, what was I doing?
Yeah.
I was just spending my time hot.
Yeah.
And I used to fuck with the lights off until I was like, I was with this dude who like wanted to keep them on and I like turned them off and he like kept them on. It was like a stupid scene in a movie.
Cute.
And I was like, oh, he's keeping them on because he wants to see my body because he knew essentially what my body was going to look like naked.
Yeah.
You kind of know.
Yeah.
It's never really a surprise. So then I was like, well, if he wants to see it, then I guess I should want to see it.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And then I had a teacher in college who was like, if you're not comfortable with your body, you have to be. It's your instrument, acting school or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, look at your body naked and look at all of it. So I was like, maybe Dan Daly was right. So like I started getting naked. And I do this a lot and I'll like, look at my body in the mirror. And I'll be like, this is it. This is my instrument. This is my body. I love it.
Yes.
And whenever I like got messages at first when people were like, you inspire me. And I was like, you should inspire yourself.
But right.
Now I get it.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's like you don't see fat people in the media.
No.
And all of them want to change their bodies.
Yes.
And no one is just okay in it.
Just being chill.
Which is why I like your Instagram so much.
Thank you.
You're super chill. And it's not like, and you're, I don't know, you have a message, but it's not like a long paragraph about like how you love your body today.
No.
It's, what is the hashtag you use? Little snacks?
Little snacks. Yeah, little snacks.
It makes me laugh so hard.
I love it.
Oh, I love it. Can I ask, when did you come out?
There were two times. Before I start this, I'm just going to say your favorite pictures on your Instagram are the ones in your swimsuit for me.
Thank you. Your swimsuit game.
I have like 3 swimsuits.
I have like 30.
I know you do. And well, first of all, I met you at the Torrid swim party. But other than that, you have so many cute suits.
Thank you. Here's a tip and a little secret. Try everything on. Because I have swimsuits that are a large, and I'm not a large. I'm bigger than that.
Yeah.
But if there's a spandex, there's a way.
Yeah, that's true. You look great in them. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so I came out first when I was 17 to my family. I kind of was forced to. My parents found me holding my girlfriend's hand and then like called me into the living room. And conveniently, it was the Super Bowl where Katy Perry was singing I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It. And I had to tell them that I had a whole girlfriend. So, yes, that was the first time. And then the second time I came out again in college because I wasn't like fully out to everybody.
Okay.
So, yeah, I came out twice.
Honestly, that's maybe my favorite coming out story.
Yeah.
That Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It was on. And your parents were like, this?
Yep.
Do you identify with this? And you're like, well, yes.
Yeah.
How convenient. Thank you, Katie.
Yeah, thank you.
I feel like coming out is such a weird thing. And I can't wait till 50 years from now where I feel like it won't be a thing.
I know.
Where you just bring home someone and your parents go, great.
Yeah. It's one of those things that's it's like sad and stressful to think about, mm-hmm. but it's also so ingrained in society mm-hmm. that like you can't not. I mean, you can not, mm-hmm. but also like, yeah, I don't know. Well, it's hard.
It's like gender is decided mm-hmm. upon arrival. They put you in pink or they put you in blue.
Before you're even born.
Yes.
Fucking gender reveals.
I don't like them.
I hate them. I hate them so much.
I don't like them. I think if I ever have a kid, I'm just going to call it baby uh-huh. until it gets a personality. And then I go, oh, this name fits your personality.
Yeah.
I just... I don't know. Or like maybe like a non-gender specific name or something.
Yeah. I just got a dog and
congratulations.
Thank you. He is a boy. Mm-hmm. But I called him Aubrey after Drake, of course. And everybody's like, "Oh, she's so cute," cuz I also like decked him out in mm-hmm. pink because like he's going to like pink.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone's like, "Oh, she." And I was like, "Well, honestly, their name is Aubrey, so take that as you will."
I like that your dog's pronouns are they and their.
Yes.
I mean, it's a dog.
Right?
My dog, his name's Clyde, but he wears a little purple collar
ooh.
And has an ombre orange tail. And people are like, "She's cute." And I go, "Eh, it's a boy, but she is cute."
Yes.
Clyde's pronouns are she and her.
Okay. Makes
even
sense.
Though she got a dick.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, I truly don't. Both my dogs look like little girl dogs.
Really?
I have a little white one whose tail is purple.
Oh, really? I need to. My dog's black, though. I don't want to bleach
might be
it.
It's hard, but I go to this woman. Her name's Jess Rona.
Okay.
Jess Rona Grooming. If you don't follow her Instagram, you should.
Okay.
It's just slow motion videos to music of dogs being blow dried. And it's really therapeutic.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel good.
Okay.
I like it. Okay, we have to take a break for a quick hot sec.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want the same expert advice you get from the pros in the store while shopping online at DiscountTire.com? Meet Treadwell, your personal online tire guide that matches you with the perfect tire for your vehicle. Get your best match in 1 minute or less with Treadwell by Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
And we're back! How to do an ad break. Okay, I want you to look at my Tinder.
Ooh.
But just describe to people what you see.
Okay, first picture. You're holding a very big dick,
mm-hmm.
which, like, I'm into it, to be honest. That is my type of dick. Also, your makeup looks great. You look like your highlight is very well, too.
Thank you.
I love it. And it's cute. I mean, obviously, you're having fun, but you're also showing a sexy face. I like that. Second picture is one of my favorite pictures you've ever posted, is the Kim K remake. This is so good.
Thank you.
This is so good.
Thank you. Her picture, honestly, is the funniest she's ever been.
Yeah, it's the truth. Noodles.
Really? Noodles.
Okay. Second picture. Oh, is this the same one? Wait, do you have two of... Oh, no. Then it's you holding... What is this?
An award? Oscar.
An Oscar, duh. It's you holding an Oscar, which is just as good as the dick, honestly. Highlight's still on point.
Thank you.
Wait, I love this one.
Thank you. It's... specifically, I was like, I need to show my body because I do not want it anybody to get it twisted. I don't want anyone to be like... Well, you only had one chin in your pictures and now you got three.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I got a fat ass. I got chins for days. I'm a big bitch.
Oh my gosh. You have so many pictures.
Am I, is that bad?
No, it's not bad. I never put this many pictures.
How many
though.
Do you put?
Maybe four. Actually, I could be lying to you, probably. No, I love this picture of you in this tight ass body suit.
Thank you.
No, that looks great. Also, your expression, I can't. Then you with I love how this picture just keeps coming up.
Yeah, my friend Ben Green photoshopped the dick out and put other things in.
I love it.
And Ghost is my favorite movie, okay. So it's good.
And I also just like how it shows your personality like throughout as well. That's great. Oh, this is a cute picture.
Yes, me holding a pineapple drink with the little topper on my head.
My lord, what dog is this?
That's my dog, Clyde.
Oh, she's so cute.
Thank you. She will bite you.
Really?
Yeah, he's a little asshole.
Also, I love this.
Thank you. Me crouching next to a Barbie Jeep.
Yes. And the outfit is what I'm really looking at. That's a dope outfit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's like a little overall dress from Simply Be.
Okay.
Who sometimes kills it.
Sometimes.
But then sometimes you order one thing and it takes a month for it to get to you.
Uh-huh. You're right.
I don't get it.
Also, did you do your makeup in this photo?
I do my makeup almost all the time.
Honey.
Thank you. In the Barbie G picture?
Yes.
Thank you. That was
flawless.
After flying to New York and driving 5 hours to do a show at a college.
This is my favorite photo of you.
Oh, thank you.
I love this. I love your face. Ugh.
Thank you.
Wow.
That was a simple beat. Simple makeup.
This looks great. Okay, what's your... Okay, I guess the wildest fact about me is eating cake pays my mortgage. That's the truth.
It does. Right now, that's the job that's paying my mortgage.
I love it. I love it. And I honestly, okay, when I'm on Tinder, should I show you my Tinder?
Yeah. Ooh, no one's done that.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me show you. But to be honest, I love the one-liners. Because it's like, okay, there's a good chance people are going to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, do you have your...
Instagram feed? No.
No?
No, because my Instagram has, like, my life. And I don't need you to know about my life until I'm ready to tell you about my life.
Okay, okay.
Which is, like, a very strange stance to take. And I know it.
It is, ooh, but they're probably going to find you, right?
Okay, okay, okay. This is a fabulous picture. We got you bleach blonde, very short hair, good brows, good nose highlight,
big ass
hoops. We got titties for days. This is great. Ooh, yes! We got you in some underwear.
Oh, yes.
Like a teal, whitish color. Is this Savage by Fenty?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Is that what it's called? Savage X Fenty?
Yeah.
So your tattoo's popping, which is cute.
Thank you.
And then we got these very cute sunglasses that are like kind of triangular.
Yes.
Is your hair blonde right now?
No.
Okay. Ooh, now we got halvesies. So half blonde, half black. Also very short. You wear your hair shaved most of the time?
Yeah, most of the time.
I like it. I like a bald-headed bitch.
Thank you.
These sunglasses, also teeny tiny, black lipstick. We got an Adidas. Ooh, this is fun. Holding a martini outside by a pool, holding a hose. We've got a, like, what is it? Like a sheer short robe with fur on the collar. You know what I'm talking about. And a black bikini. This is
I am done with you.
I wouldn't message you.
Really?
Nope. You look too cool.
What?
Yep, you're too cool.
No.
Like, this is too cool. We got a hat. We got a wife beater crop. We got some camo pants. We got some Tims. We got tattoos for days.
Oh, yeah,
red
that's
lipstick.
That's my like, I'm about to teach you choreography look. One and two.
Yes, I mean, and then we got, I think, you in New York in a white athleisure short set.
Yes.
It says better than ever. Yeah. Cute little glasses. We got some Nikes on. Confidence and personal style are the two hottest things one can have. Kiss. I mean, yeah, I would never message you.
Really?
Mm-mm. No, wow. I'd be like, this person's too cool.
Wow.
I'd be like, this person would think I'm stupid.
Oh my gosh, never. But also, I will say...
Do you get a lot of messages?
Yeah.
Yes. Because you look so cool. And I think people are like shooting their shot with a very cool person.
No, but see, the thing is, most of the time, it'll be... Well, I don't know if it's shooting their shot, but they'll like comment on my outfits or something instead of just being like, I want like some thirsty ass shit said to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, you look cute in picture four.
I mean... Yeah, you know? I would, if I was to shoot my shot, I would probably comment on that pool picture and be like, I'd like to take you inside, take the robe off and fuck you.
Yes.
That's probably my first message.
I would respond to that. I would.
Like, your profile is very like, it oozes sexuality.
Okay.
It oozes, did I say oozes? Oozes. Oozes confidence. Maybe I should be more confident in mine.
No, because see... Well, I think yours, if you want people to approach you, that to me, you look like someone I can talk to.
Okay. That's what I'd like to, to seem like.
Yeah, I don't think it looks off-putting. It looks very inviting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say that yours doesn't look inviting.
No.
I don't know. You look too cool.
Oh my gosh.
Which is like the highest compliment. Actually, maybe I would message you. I would match with you and wait for you to message me.
Oh, see, that's also the thing. I don't.
Ah, see, I don't really message people either.
I will not. Even if I'm like wow, this person like needs to have me.
Same.
I want to give you everything I can. Same. I will never message someone.
And I think that stems from women are taught to be chaste, not chase,
mm.
which is also kind of difficult when you are dating women because yes. then it's like, well, we've all been taught not to chase, so somebody has to step up and chase.
Yeah, you're right.
I was messaging this guy on Bumble.
Ooh.
I was going through a run where I was sending men fun little openers. I sent this guy, what's better, skipping or rolling down a hill? And then we just started talking, and it's like we started talking July 14th.
Okay.
And then August 4th is the last time we spoke.
Okay.
So like a month almost of speaking yeah. via Bumble.
Yeah.
So he said, the rest of this week is bonkers, and next week is kind of what the fuck, but I'd love to cram some time in somewhere if you're into it. And I was like, oh, that's cute. He's telling me he's a busy person. If I say I don't want to hang out with him, he's already like put in things that it's okay.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm busy. So like, if you say no, it's fine.
Yeah.
But then I said, yeah, let me know when you're free. And then he never got back to me.
Well, first of all, the moment, like, thank you for thinking and reaching out like that. But the moment someone says cram some time to hang out, like, I am not about to be crammed in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, boy.
He could have been like, I feel like he could have worded that a little better mm-hmm. and been like, I would love to, I'm really busy, but I'm going to make some time for you.
That would have been nice.
You know, I think if he was really like a decent person, he mm-hmm. would have said it like that. But instead, he wants to act like you're a fucking, I don't even know what, responsibility? I don't know. Let me cram it in there
See,
with you. Like,
I wish I had read it like that. I was like, oh, well, he's just like softening the blow for when I say no. But no, he was just being an asshole.
Yeah, I'm just like, don't talk about cramming me anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't deserve you.
God, I got to think better of myself.
He doesn't deserve you.
I think very few men deserve me.
It's
the truth. And they'd be so fucking lucky.
It's the truth.
Like, the longer I'm single, not the angrier I get, but the more I'm like, it's all you. It's you people.
Uh-huh.
You people are fucked up. I'm fucking great.
No, it's the truth. And I come across a lot. I was just talking with my friend Freddie, who also works at BuzzFeed. She's mm-hmm. like, fucking amazing, can't get a guy to save her damn life. And I'm like, what is it? What is it with like strong, bold, awesome fucking women who have jobs,
mm-hmm.
who have money,
mm-hmm.
and I can't get anybody? Well, you know.
I think it has a lot to do with just LA in general.
That's the truth, where we are.
I think it's like a lady buffet for gentlemen.
Yeah.
And I think, this is going to sound really mean. I think LA is a desperate city and there's a lot of desperate women who are willing to settle for shit.
You're right.
And I think men here get to be very shitty.
Yeah.
And then end up with like what they believe is like the cream of the crop, like a beautiful, blonde, thin, big titty, big butt
yeah,
lady.
Yeah, small waist.
And yeah. And I think, and then in comedy, I think a lot of dudes grew up being made fun of, found comedy, and then attractive women started throwing themselves at them, and they're like, well, I deserve this.
No.
There's been years and years of, like, women not wanting me, and now I get it. And then you're served toxic shit, like King of Queens, that fat motherfucker had a beautiful wife,
yep.
and you never saw it the other way around.
Yeah, you're right.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. Like, Roseanne, she was married to Dan. Dan was also fat,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and then Monique on the Parkers was chasing a man.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she couldn't get a man.
Yeah. Same with Lisa in Sister Sister.
Yeah.
Could never have a decent
couldn't
guy.
Couldn't have a man. Because, like, fat women can't have men in media.
You're right.
They can't be happy and they can't have men.
Yeah.
And it blows my mind.
Yeah. And it's so fucking unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
It's so unrealistic. Side note, have you been to like overseas on Tinder?
I feel like I haven't like swiped while being overseas.
Oh my gosh. London? London is it.
Really?
Yes. I mean, granted, I was just talking to women, but
mm-hmm.
they are all, I mean, if you want, go for it.
All right.
Because it is the best. London people, first of all, are the hottest ever. Second of all, London specifically, the black queer scene is insane. Hotties everywhere. So if you ever want to like maximize anything, go to London. Put your gender as open and do it.
I often think about maybe importing a person. Have you
imported a person?
Going overseas, getting me somebody, bring them back, getting them a little visa. And do you ever watch 90 Day Fiancé?
No, but I've heard enough.
Oh my God, it's the wildest show on television. And I love it. I can't get enough of it. None of the relationships are anything I want.
Yeah.
All the people are out of their minds. But finding someone and importing them is an idea that I like.
Okay.
But I think I'd have to meet them on vacation. I don't think I could do it. All these people have had relationships on the internet. And there's this one couple who I love so much. She lives in Brazil. He lives in, like, Kentucky. They do not speak Portuguese, and she does not speak English. And they just text each other via this, like, translation app.
Wow.
And their relationship is bonkers. You have got to watch the show.
That's insane.
It's one of those things where you watch it and you go, no one would accept this script if I sent it to them. They would say, this is not based in any reality.
No.
The dialogue's insane.
Wow.
What is the goal of any of these people? And you're like, I don't know.
I'm going to have to watch that.
It's honestly perfect. Jasmine, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Would you date me?
I think so.
Oh!
Honestly. First of all, let's just talk about how our photos on Instagram would be the fucking best.
Yes.
We would have such an aesthetic.
Yes.
Other than that, you seem like a fucking dope person.
Thank you.
And yeah, we would definitely have to work on the fact that, like, I think I would date you and also be your wing woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, I would make this, I would find you the best fucking person out there to make sure you got what you needed.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. I'm pretty good at being a wing woman, but I'm also very good at, like, not even, like, helping. Like, okay, so if my friend meets someone, they're like, I think I like him. I'm like, I found you someone better. This one over here is the one you go home with, which I think is just a pimp.
Yeah. Oh, that is true.
I think I'm just pimping my friends out.
I think you are.
But I mean,
if they're happy, yeah, there are happy hoes.
There are happy hoes. Cardi B said something in one of her Instagram videos that made me laugh so hard. She was wearing this teeny tiny outfit. She's like, hoes don't get cold.
Yes, yes, yes. A hoe never gets cold.
And that makes me laugh so hard because I'm like, they don't.
No, they really don't.
Like a real hoe, you won't see her shivering. Mm-mm. You'll just see her strutting.
Exactly.
I want to be a hoe.
Yeah, it's hard.
That's what I want to be. Sometimes when I go on tour, I'll set my Tinder to where I'm going.
Oh.
And then try to pre-swipe. But what I've learned is there's a lot of ugly people.
There are.
In the rest of this country.
Where do you travel to?
Well, this week I'm going to Albany.
Oh.
And then the second week in September, I'm going to be in Vegas.
Okay.
And then,
are you going to be out there for CurvyCon?
No, when's
in New
that?
York? The first week.
I don't think so. Are you going to go to CurvyCon?
Yeah.
What is CurvyCon?
It's like, you know how there's like BeautyCon and VidCon? So this is all like plus size events and panels and people. Mm-hmm. And I've never gone. It's the first time I'm going this year. Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Have you been to BeautyCon?
Yes. I didn't go this year. Did you?
I went to the one in New York, yeah.
Oh, in New York. In New York, I would go.
Am I a liar? No, I went to the one in New York. I didn't go to the one here.
Yeah.
It was a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
All of those cons are very overwhelming.
They are. I'm jealous, though. I wish I could go to the New York BeautyCon because
it was fun. I liked
that's
it.
Like, it's, you see like the fucking business, like professional show up. LA, I love LA BeautyCon. It's also very like, Instagram famous mm-hmm. people. So it's a little bit different demographics.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it was a lot of makeup artists and yeah. stuff with the New York one. And then there was like just good things to take.
Yes.
Like I got this like brush cleaner that's incredible.
Really?
Yeah. You like stick it in and then it spins it for you and then it spins it dry. It's great. It is. I love it. I swear by it. I can't remember the name of it.
Okay. If I washed my brushes, I'm sure you'd do that.
You'd wash them more often if you had this.
Yeah, probably.
When I get home, I'll look it up and I'll send it to you.
Okay.
But it's fucking fabulous. I love makeup. When did you discover makeup?
I didn't start wearing makeup till college. Yeah, and then I worked at Sephora while I was here.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. I like the highlight on your nose.
Thank you.
What is it?
It's called, it's by Pinky Swear Cosmetics.
Okay.
Super small brand. Mm-hmm. I got them at like some random Teen Vogue event. and it's called Lucid, and I swear by it.
I like it so much because it's like a goldeny shimmer.
Exactly. I put Bobbi Brown on first, mm-hmm. and then I put this on top, and it is my everything.
I like it. Do you like Fenty?
I fucking love Fenty. That's the lipstick I'm wearing.
It's very cute. I like the foundation. It does dry me out a little bit.
Okay.
So I have to put a little oil on before I put it on.
Okay.
And then I love Trophy Wife. It's just straight up glitter.
Honestly, Trophy Wife is one of those things where you like, you know that it's probably not like the best look, but if anybody tells me wrong, I'm like, this is Trophy Wife by Rihanna. Like, are you dumb?
You'll shut the fuck up, okay?
Like, no.
Riri
like,
told me that I'm a Trophy Wife.
Exactly. Like, it's the look.
Jasmine, we gotta wrap this up.
Okay.
Do you have anything you want to promote?
Me? My Instagram. You said my Instagram is at Jasmine J. Also, I do have an Instagram called Lil Snacks.
Do you?
Yes. I repost people's photos every day, and we just like all thirst out on each other's photos. So, yeah.
That's fun, and I like it.
Yeah.
Well, if you liked this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, please subscribe, rate it 5 stars. And if you send me a nasty little message, I'll read it. This message isn't nasty, but like, I would love this person to clarify what they mean. On Point said, love it, but it seems like Santa Fe is the place for her. That is so fucking random. Why Santa Fe, On Point? Why? Please comment or Twitter message me. Okay, this one's a nasty one. This is Last Slice. They said, Nicole, I want you to waterboard me with your vagina until I'm begging for release. Do things to me that are only legal in Guantanamo. And then W3K3R5 said, love the show and always have a blast to listen to. Told so many people about it. Nicole, I want to drink your bath water. Then I want you to squat over my face so my eyelashes can tickle your sweet, sweet love box. Then I want you to jerk my junk from behind between my legs as I rub baby oil on my nibs. And after a bit, I would yell at the top of my lungs, choo, choo, all aboard. Then we would ride each other into the sunset. That might be the best one I've ever gotten.
Wow.
It's very specific and very wild. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money, up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.